Blue, thank you so much for joining us. Paid sick leave is at the center of discussions about the state and federal government's response to COVID-19. Can you give us an update on where the state campaign for paid sick days is and how all of your work is being affected by the state's response to this pandemic?
Sure. And of course, things are happening at both the state and the federal level simultaneously now. You know, we have a history in New York of a lot of advocacy, grassroots coalition advocacy to provide a basic system of paid leave for all workers. We were successful in getting a strong paid family leave package passed some years ago, which is almost fully rolled out. And we had been working actually with the governor's office this year to try to pass the paid sick days portion of that when the pandemic hit. So now we have been working with leadership in the legislature and the governor's office to make sure that we not only provide the emergency job protection and wage replacement benefits that are needed by workers to help themselves stay whole and protect their families and provide for their families, but we also use this opportunity to put in place ongoing paid sick days so that we don't start from a backwards place, from behind, anytime we have to confront a virus, a flu, anything else that we may have to cope with in the future.
Can you give me just some concrete sense of what kind of person stands to benefit should this provision be included in the New York State budget?
It's actually been taken out of the budget now, and it is being considered as a separate piece of legislation. The legislation will include a basic paid sick days policy that would provide a different level of paid sick days depending on how large your business is. So it guarantees at least 5 paid sick days for people working for an employer who has between 5 and 99 employees, 56 hours of paid sick days per year for those who have 100 or more employees, and job protection but unpaid sick days for those at a business that only has under 5 employees. And that on those under 5, very small, if that business is actually very profitable and makes over $1 million, then that business will also have to provide at least 5 paid sick days.
Gotcha. Are you satisfied with those compromises that have been made with leadership?
Well, we're satisfied that this is a strong bill. It reflects the bill that's been in place in New York City and has been very effective there. There are still some groups that we see as not being able to receive the full benefits they need here, and we think we'll have to continue to do some more advocacy to address some of those groups.
Lawmakers were supposed to return to Albany Monday, March 16th. We learned yesterday that 2 lawmakers had tested positive for COVID-19. A number of lawmakers were concerned about their own health and returning to the Capitol. And so session was canceled for both the Senate and the Assembly today. And there was some discussion about the fact that they were waiting for what's called a message of necessity from the governor. Can you untangle some of that news for our listeners in the context of the paid sick days bill?
I can, but I want to emphasize that what I described to you is the paid sick days policy, which will go into place January 1st, 2021. There is also a whole section in the bill related to emergency response to COVID-19. And that will mean that employers under the emergency regulations, there's a little bit of a different tier. It's guaranteeing at least 14 days of job protection and either pay from your employer or benefits to give people wage replacement for those who are subject to quarantine or work closure or, you know, any government issued policy that prevents them from going to work or performing their work remotely. So it is an additional and separate section of the bill, and we'll be drawing on paid family leave and unemployment and temporary disability insurance pools to try to make whole for many, many workers the wages that they would have lost.
So we'll get back to the process in a second, but I'm interested in what you just said, because I've been reading a lot about servers, for example, in the restaurant industry, and say their business decides to shut down, their workers are either furloughed or laid off or otherwise out of work during this time that we're all being asked to stay away from one another. Are these folks that are going to be able to apply to New York State for some wage replacement for the time that they're out of work?
So there needs to be a government-issued quarantine or policy issued that would force that business to close. All right.
So it's not just the decrease in demand, for example, when the cafes in the capital close, for example. It's not about decrease in demand. It's a mandatory quarantine that would kick in those benefits.
That's right. Or it's something, you know, right now that's saying you can have a place with 50 or more people gathered in one spot.
So the federal government today said 10 or more people. Is that the kind of directive from the government that you're talking about?
Yes, yes. As long as it comes from one element of the government, then you would qualify for these benefits.
Is it going to be easy for people to apply for this, or do we just not know yet?
Well, we're trying to get an idea of exactly how that's going to go. I know they're going to do new combined forms for these benefits, so you don't have to apply for different benefits with different forms. And, you know, of course, they've increased the amount that you would be reimbursed, so you can get up 200% of your salary, up to a pretty high level of salary. I think the cap is over
$2,000. $2,000 a month?
Per week.
Per week.
Yes.
That sounds like a fantastic benefit. I guess going back to the process question, there was some thought that they might vote on the bill today, Monday, March 16th. What is what's your assessment of what's going to happen next?
Well, we're hoping, really hoping, that they'll be back on Wednesday. I think the process problem of today had nothing to do with this bill. It had to do with another bill referring to the number of signatures needed on petitions that candidates are collecting now for election, and a difference about whether they needed a message of necessity in order to do that. Anyway, they're also trying to make sure that members of the legislature don't have to keep coming back unnecessarily. So they're trying to get all their work in order and do it as much all at once as possible.
Blue, are you hopeful? Is it going to happen?
I am hopeful, but we were hopeful today that the federal bill, which will also help people out, and in combination, the two of them, the state and the federal, may actually work very well. They both have problems, but they'll cover a lot of people together. But one House member from Texas completely disrupted the process today for the federal bill, and we're not sure when that will move forward.
How can folks get involved in advocacy around this issue? Are there things that people can do from the safety of their own homes to help push this issue forward on both the federal and the state level?
Sure. So we are trying to put out messages and activist tools on social media, Facebook and Twitter. You can go to Citizen Action of New York's website, A Better Balance website, and NYCLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union. We all have activism tools up on social media, or you can, you know, contact me bcarriker, C-A-R-R-E-K-E-R, at citizenactionny.org, and we can add you to the coalition email list.
How can people find out about how this might help them in their own lives? Is there a website that they can go to get more details on what you've shared with me that this bill might cover?
Unfortunately, not yet, because it's changing all the time. You know, we're still advocating. As I said, there are some groups that aren't covered here. Those who have been defined as independent contractors are covered some places and not others. Self-employed people, domestic workers are not covered to the extent that we would like to see them. So we're continuing to advocate around these things and don't want to put out the details so we know that it's done. As soon as the laws are passed, we'll be putting up detailed and guides as quickly as possible.
And the website that those guides would be on once they're up? What would it
be? Well, there will be a government website, but we will also, the same organizations I just mentioned to you, so Citizen Action of New York, A Better Balance, and NYCLU.
So you're still fighting hard for the gig workers, the entertainer, the restaurant personnel. Blue, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of this really important fight for you, for talking to us today.
Thank you, Corinne. And these bills, once they pass, won't be the end. We will need to do follow-up bills to address gaps. So I urge people to get involved and help us to make sure that all workers in New York and their families get adequate protection.
We would love to have you back to talk about what we have to do next. But stay safe, you, your family, your coworkers, your loved ones, and we'll talk to you again when these bills pass.
Thank you.